Welcome to this podcast from St. James Scottish Episcopal Church in Leith. This is a 25-minute edit of our Sunday morning communion service. For more information, please visit our website, www.stjamesleith.org.uk. Say together, Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Collect for the first Sunday in Lent, say together, Almighty God, whose Son fasted 40 days in the wilderness and was tempted as we are, but did not sin, give us grace to discipline ourselves in submission to your Spirit, that as you know our weakness, so we may know your power to save, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The Gospel reading for today is from Luke chapter 4, verses 1 to 13. Glory to Christ our Saviour. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing at all during those days, and when they were over, he was famished. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone." Then the devil led him up and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to him, "To you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it has been given over to me, and I give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered him, "It is written, 'Worship the Lord your God and serve only him.'" Then the devil took him to Jerusalem and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you to protect you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone.'" Jesus answered him, "It is said, 'Do not put the Lord your God to the test.'" When the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time. Give thanks to the Lord for his glorious gospel.
Praise to Christ our Lord.
So our theme for Lent is Lifelines, and that's based on this book which I've been introducing this last couple of weeks, and we'll be referring to that and looking at the readings during each Sunday in Lent and seeing how that connects with some of the material in here. And this book is How to Try and Live Well in This Beautiful and Baffling World. And we'll take the readings each week and try and see if there's a little theme about how ways we can think about our lives. The title Lifelines is a play on words. There's two meanings of that word, I guess. One is throwing a lifeline to somebody, and somebody throws you a lifeline. We sometimes use that phrase as a way of talking about getting a bit of inspiration or a bit of help from somebody. That's one meaning. The other one would be the line of your life. So we'll try and refer to kind of both of those ideas and use both of those ideas for this story about Jesus in the wilderness. So there's three sort of challenges that Jesus receives, and they might mirror challenges that we have in our lives. So one does not live by bread alone. This is a challenge about what we hunger for. What do we live by? There's a challenge there about what we hunger for. There's a challenge also about power. And this is a constant thing for all of us. Those of us who maybe experience times in our lives when we are quite powerful, maybe it's because of the kind of work that we do or because of the kind of material wealth that we have. There's times in our lives when we're really poor as church mice, or we don't have anything, or everything's taken away from us, and that we're feeling powerless. And then the whole business about how we live our lives in relation to other people, and other people who are powerful and other people who are weak, maybe people we work with or people we're related to, people that we know. So that's a constant challenge in life. And the third one, do not put the Lord your God to the test. I think there's some challenges there about how we take responsibility for our own lives and our own actions.
So the years spin by, and now the boy is 20. Oh, his dreams have lost some grandeur coming true. There'll be new dreams, maybe better dreams in plenty. For the Lord.
Well, I wasn't sure what I was going to look like, but I think it looks magnificent. Jackson Pollock and all that. Better than that. Now, you see, if somebody walked in here tomorrow and looked at this, they might think, oh, somebody's been scribbling on the wall. But we know that's not true. And we know that this unique and once in a moment in time pattern of Mark's here actually holds a massive, massive, huge amount of significance in terms of people's stories, all of them. Life isn't a straight line, of course, for any of us. And only you know what your highs and lows, if that's the way you did it, marks mean. But if we would never do this, but supposing we went round and interviewed everybody in the room about the significance of all these marks, it'd just be a huge incalculable amount of data about real life. Okay, so that's what's held and caught up in this web of marks here this morning. And the circle of life goes round and round, and we, as a consequence of whether we're at the beginning, if we're at the middle, if we're near the end of our lives, if we've experienced huge highs and lows and complications, we pray in Lent this year that we would learn to hunger for the right things. Okay, so try and hold all that. Try and hold this idea of being in the middle of all of this life here. Just now while we say our prayers. The response to the prayer is on the sheet. For anyone who is drawn to a less loving, easier path, grant wisdom and compassion, we pray. Let us pray. Jesus said, one does not live by bread alone, and that we are blessed if we hunger and thirst for what is right. Help us to hunger for a world where those who suffer from a shortage of food or shelter and safety are loved and helped by those who have an abundance. May the direction of our lifelines lead us to care for the vulnerable and the weak, for those we know who are ill in body, mind, or spirit, for those with little or nothing, for those subject to the will of others, and for anyone who is drawn to a less loving, easier path, grant wisdom and compassion, we pray.
Jesus said, worship the Lord your God and serve only God. Help us to see when we're drawn to having power over others, when we're enjoying being important, or when we give in to belittling those we have an advantage over. May the directions of our lifelines lead us to empower others. We pray for all those who exercise power, for decision makers in politics, business, and industry, for those who have wealth, and to all whose lives affect the lives of others. And for anyone who is drawn to a less loving, easier path,
grant wisdom and compassion, we pray.
Jesus said, Do not put the Lord your God to the test. So we pray for ourselves, those we love, and those we encounter each day. Help us to be confident in trusting you as we try to make good decisions and be your companions in these days. May the directions of our lifelines lead us to follow your way. For us, as we look at what we have, for us, as we consider what to do, for us, as we relate to the world, and for us, as we seek to be faithful to you, and for anyone who is drawn to a less loving, easier path, grant wisdom and compassion.
As we live and grow and change, we are seasoned by the sun.
So look, here is your Lord coming to you in bread and in wine, the gifts of God for the people of God.